Back before the dinosaurs roamed the earth, when I was in junior high and high school, I remember sometimes misbehaving for the sub, and things are no different today. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Students are going to press the issue with subs. Even the good students will sometimes push the subs to the limit until they find out what they can and can't get away with. Let's talk about four things to do for students who misbehave, and then we're going to talk about seven tips for prevention, which I think is actually better. So, number one, you might have the students write an apology letter along with giving them a talk about how they're representing the school, etc. This is not my favorite thing to do because it punishes everybody for some students misbehaving. Number two, you might have students write a letter explaining what happened in their own words. Sometimes this can be enlightening, especially if you allow it to be anonymous, because you might find out more about exactly what happened, because in an anonymous letter, students are going to often tell on the person who is misbehaving, and you can piece several of these together and find out what actually did happen. Number three, is it a bad sub? Some subs just don't follow the plans like they should. They don't have basic classroom management skills, and sometimes you just have to let it go if your best students are being reported as misbehaving, the ones who usually set the example 100% of the time, then you might just let it go if it's a sub that doesn't know quite what they're doing. I remember a sub one time who I had a CD for the sub to put into the CD player and push play, and that was all she had to do, and also hand out the handouts. It was for my guitar class. And it was scheduled to take up the entire class. And I came back early from wherever I went to, and the class was in disarray, and the sub said she couldn't figure out what she needed to do. If all she had done was followed my plans, it would have been easy to do. Number four, maybe you can try community service if you have some names, and we'll talk about some things in the prevention that might help with that. I recently was gone for 2 days and had a sub, and I'm giving three students lunch detention who were misbehaving for the sub. But I'll talk about that a little bit in the prevention. Let's move on to that now. Prevention tip number one, train the students in what I call the student-led rehearsal. Now, this is not a rehearsal where the students are conducting, it's one where they're actually providing feedback and helping the rehearsal move along. Is something that you have to train them in advance to do. You can't just pull it out on the sub day and have them do this. And I wish I could say I originated this training, but I actually stole it from another director. I just wrote it down and formalized it. I will put the link to the episode that talks about the student-led rehearsal in the show notes, so look for that there. Tip number two, talk about the instructions and expectations for the sub beforehand, not only with the sub, but with the students also. And just let them know beforehand that you're going to get some feedback from the sub and there are going to be consequences for students who don't behave for the sub. Tip number three, give the sub strict instructions. I usually include students that they need to watch out for, maybe ones who are always trying to get up out of their seat or always trying to do things they're not supposed to. And I tell the sub what classes they need to be strict with and what classes they can be a little bit looser with. Tip number four, I give the sub some feedback questions and ask them to report back to me. I ask them what went well with the lesson, what didn't go well with the lesson. I ask them to let me know names and specifics of students who were misbehaving, and I let them know that I'm going to follow up on that, and I do. But if the sub is not specific, if they just said the class was rowdy, I can't do anything with that. But if the sub says Johnny got up out of his seat, walked out the class, and jumped on the guitar, now I have something that I can use. Tip number 5, find a sub you like. This is often hard to do because a lot of times subs are looking for full-time jobs, and a lot of times they will leave subbing because they found something full-time that is working out for them. The best sub that I ever had in my 21 years of teaching did not know a lick of music, but he knew students, and he could tell when they were bluffing him, and he would call their bluffs and get them working and get them to be quiet and get them to follow the plans that I had for them. Tip number 6, I haven't tried this yet, but I'm going to try this sometime in the future. I'm going to try having a CD that the sub just has to put in that covers the entire class time that will have some play-along exercises for the kids. This probably works out a little bit better for beginners. What I did to prepare for this is I ripped the CD, the tracks from the CD of the accompaniment for book 1 for the students. And I think that will help me be able to put it on a CD in whatever order I want to in the future. You could also do this digital if the subs have some type of computer available. You could put it up as a secret YouTube channel or something, the accompaniment you're going to have them do. The key is, the reason I'm thinking of doing this is to keep them playing. Keep them playing. If they're playing, they're going to stay out of trouble. And I plan on using this a lot with guitar class too, maybe with verbal instructions from me and strumming and playing out of their book. 7th, have some type of carrot for a good sub report. I don't particularly use this tip, but I've heard teachers who've used it very successfully that it can be a motivator for some students.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.